आइरे प्रभा ले बाबा को साथ, उठो रे प्रिय आत्मन, जागो हे प्रिय आत्मन, फरिश्तों के संग संग बाबा है पधारे, फरिश्तों के संग संग बाबा है पधारे, प्रीतम से कर मिलन, जागो आत्मन, उठो आत्मन, आई रे प्रभा।
ओम शांति। अमृत वेला। सो टुडेज टॉपिक इज टाइम ऑफ रिसीविंग द ब्लेसिंग ऑफ बीइंग बी इमॉर्टल अमर भव बी इमॉर्टल टाइम ऑफ बीइंग इमॉर्टल। इट इज सेड दैट द टाइम ऑफ अमृत वेला इज द टाइम ऑफ गेटिंग नेक्टर। By drinking of that nectar, you receive the blessing of Amar Bhava. If you do not take the blessing of immortality in the morning, then a great deal of effort will have to be made. You do effort and expense both. Mehnat, Kharcha. However, if you take these blessings of being immortal, you will be liberated from effort and expenses both. Amrit Vela means the time of being immortal by drinking nectar. Baba is telling, drink the nectar in the morning and you become immortal. Immortal means Amar. Immortal means you will not die. Immortal means endless, deathless, undying, unceasing, perennial. You will remain. There will not be any death. So this stage of becoming immortal will happen if you take the blessings of being immortal in the morning. And then throughout the day, you will not have to do any effort, nor you will have to spend expenses. Otherwise, day will be tough, day will be difficult. Two things should happen at Amrit Vela in the morning times. First, a very powerful Amrit Vela, and second, powerful churning of knowledge. Both things are important. Amrit Vela is not even just for doing yoga. It's also for churning knowledge. Because the intellect is fresh in the morning time. In today's Sakar Murli Baba said, those Brahmins, worldly Brahmins, they carry scriptures in their arms. Kurum, Kach. In their arms, they carry scriptures. While you children, while you Brahmins, you carry Satyam, Truth, in your Kach, in your arms. And this arm means intellect. So in your intellect is truth. So fill the intellect with truth. Fill the intellect with knowledge, with divine knowledge. So Amrit Vela, these two things should go on. Very, very powerful yoga. Yesterday's Avyakta Murli Baba said, if there is no powerful yoga, there will not be any powerful experience. Powerful experience and powerful yoga. So Amrit Vela is for powerful yoga and Amrit Vela is for powerful journey of knowledge. Amrit Vela or the morning time. Because morning time, intellect is fresh. It's the starting of the day. In whatever manner you start the day, the same thing will continue throughout the day. So Baba is telling us to become immortal. If you take this Vardhan, this blessing, this benediction of being immortal at Amrit Vela, you will become immortal throughout the day. And you don't have to make any effort, nor you have to spend much. So what does it mean when Baba says that you have to become immortal? The rhetorical meaning is to become deathless, undying, unending, imperishable. There are 8 words here. To become immortal in first, I, that is intoxication. Immortal, the first letter, the first alphabet is I. To become immortal in intoxication, spiritual intoxication, Ruhani Nasha. Recently, last Sunday, there was a Murli. To whatever extent you have faith in intellect, the same spiritual intoxication you will have. And the result would be happiness. Nishchay Buddhi, Nasha and Khushi. So faith in the intellect leads to spiritual intoxication. That in turn leads to happiness. So to maintain enthusiasm throughout, to maintain intoxication throughout the day, you need to fill your mind with intoxication at Amrit Vela. So take this blessing, Amar Bhava, in the morning, and your intoxication, your nasha, will remain Amar, will remain abiding, enduring, throughout the day. In yesterday's Murli, while talking with party number 1, Baba said 4 things. First, in newspapers, there comes a column, thought for the day. In the similar manner, create thoughts of enthusiasm for yourself and for others. Second, if there is some special program, everybody is thinking, what is next, what is next, what is next, what is next. In the similar manner, have the enthusiasm, what is next, what is next, and what is next. Fourth, third, at Amrit Vela, create new thoughts of enthusiasm for yourself and for others. And fourth, in the television, they have entertainment programs. So for yourself, you create some entertainment program at Amrit Vela, in the mind. These are the 4 things they do in the world. Some entertainment program, some column in the newspaper with the heading, thought of the day, thought for the day. So create enthusiasm, create enthusiastic thoughts, create powerful thoughts. They will not come, you will have to create them. Sit and create. And when you create it for the first time, it is difficult. But if you have the habit of creating, automatically new thoughts, powerful thoughts will come to you. In today's Sakar Murli, Baba said, I tell you new things every day. And each and every version is worth millions. Immortal in enthusiasm, immortal in intoxication, spiritual intoxication. Just as those people who are intoxicated how they behave, how they walk, those drunkards. As if they are king. In yesterday's Murli Baba said, they have nothing yet, they feel that they have everything. They are lying in some ditch, in some gutter, but yet they feel as if they are in palace. So they are intoxicated. So, your intoxication should be imperishable, abiding, enduring, unstoppable, non-stoppable, perennial, phoenix-like, like that bird phoenix. It is burnt, turns to ashes, again from the ashes it rise up. So immortal in intoxication. Second, immortal in man, mana, bhava, in remembrance. In today's Murli Baba said, new word, forget all this expansion, pasara. Think of yourself as soul and remember Baba. Forget all the expansion, all this pasara, all this paraphernalia of the world. Think of yourself as soul and remember the Father. So you have to become immortal in amar in what? Manmanabho. Means your remembrance, your yad. This pilgrimage of remembrance should go on and on and on. Unstoppable, uninterrupted, unpunctured by anything. So take this blessing of amar bhava in the morning for manmanabho. So that his remembrance, his thought, his smriti, his awareness stays throughout. Because when you forget, then bad karmas happen. In today's Murli Baba said there are two karmas. Baba teaches you true karmas. You were doing bad karmas till now. Third, M. Mayajit. You become conqueror of Maya. Stay imperishable in this. Stay immortal. Stay amar. Say Avinashi. In remaining Mayajit. So that Maya doesn't defeat me throughout the day. In today's Sakar Murli, there is a Mamma's Murli. And in that, Mamma said, your mind should not have even a trace of vices, anshamatra, even a trace of vikar, vices. Your inside should be so pure. Mayajit, stay Mayajit throughout. Not just in the morning, not just till Murli, but on the work field, when you are on the work field. That is the time when you are attacked by Maya the most. To stay Maya, Jit, conqueror of Maya, during the work, seva, during that time, that's really an acid test of spirituality. That is really an ordeal. The greatest test of spirituality is to stay Mayajit on the work field, on the seva field. In Sanskrit it is known as Sattva Pariksha. That is the test. Kasauti of what you are. Then, Mayajit in observance of Srimat. Immortal in observance of Srimat. To follow Srimat throughout, to remain imperishable, to remain undying. We should not die in between. Because when we don't follow Srimad, we die. Or rather, not following Srimad is death. So trying to understand what is Srimad, trying to know what is the depth of Srimad, and to observe Srimad, and to remain immortal in that. Then next is our remaining pure. Remaining pure. Immortal in purity. Immortal, imperishable in purity. Bodily vision, bodily attractions, bodily passions, animal passions. They all bring down the purity. Our purity should remain the highest. Our purity should remain at the highest point, the pinnacle. All those things that destroy our purity should be shunned like poison. For impurity is poison and purity is nectar. For impurity is death and purity is life. All impurity is suicide, and all purity is life-giving herb. In the latest Murli, which was played out in Shantivan on Shivratri, Baba talked about two things out of three. One was Vrat. Vrat of what? Purity. Second was Jagran. Awakening from what? Laziness, carelessness, and giving excuses. And third, which was not mentioned, is killing of animals, bali, sacrifice. Here you have to sacrifice I. These are the 3 points of Shivratri. R is remaining pure. R is observing purity. Undivided purity. Akhand. Then A, alertness. Awakened stage. T, transformation. Throughout the day, we should keep on transforming ourselves. Checking and transforming, checking and transforming, checking and transforming. In yesterday's Murli, Baba said, transform at all the three levels, mind, speech, and actions. And Baba said, there are so many bondages of mind. And what you do with those bondages? There are 4 types of thoughts. Waste thoughts, thoughts of jealousy, envy, thoughts of carelessness, and 4th, thoughts of laziness. These are the 4 things that constitute bondages of mind. And when you are in bondage, what you do? You create airy castles. Castles in the air. You create walls, China walls. You create, you build and you destroy. You build and you destroy. Thoughts. In today's Sakar Murli, Baba said, rise and fall. Rise and fall. Take such topics and talk on them. Construction and destruction. Yesterday, Baba was talking about thoughts. And then you do like those idols, those statues. They create statue, they decorate, and then they drown them. This is what you do with thoughts. And then lock. Intellect is locked and unlocked, locked and unlocked. So statues are created, embellished, decorated, and then thrown, drowned. Walls are created, destroyed, the castles are created and destroyed. So don't do that. Transformation. Transformation is a perpetual procedure. Transformation is a permanent procedure. Keep on doing it. The moment you notice something bad, change it. The moment you find something erroneous, correct it. The moment you find something faulty within, some flaw, some imperfection, some failing, some defect, some crack, repair it. Cracks in the character. Then, A, alertness. Increase alertness. How will you increase alertness? How will you increase alertness? Yeah? How to increase alertness? Yes? Alertness means you should not go to sleep. Alertness means remaining active, alert, enthusiastic. What to do? Time to time? Time to time take bath. Okay. So bathing. Keep on taking bath. That's fine. Keep on doing exercise. Keep on observing some dietic principles. Then? Yeah? Be conscious. But that's the question. How to remain alert, conscious, awake and not go off to sleep and not to oversleep rather. Keep on writing something. Take some topic, churn some topic, write some topic, discuss some topic that will keep you alert. Otherwise you remain in the stage of spiritual coma. Spiritual drowsiness. Spiritual laziness. So you need a strong injection to remain alert. So give yourself, inject injection of jnana. You remain alert. Keep on pinching yourself, Baba says, if you go to sleep. Pinch. Put oil in the eyes. Red chili. That will make you extra alert. So alertness. And last is L, love of God. Eighth, remain immortal in love of God. The love of God should never end. The divine love should never end. The love should increase exponential rise every day. The way we loved yesterday, today we should love Him more. Every day should see us going ahead in love of God. This is the path of love of God. Prema panth aiso kathin. Kabir says this path is extremely difficult. But for those who are lovers, for those who are ready to sacrifice everything for them, this is the only path. For them there is no destination, the path is the destination. It's like the horse of wax. There's one poet, Rahim, he says, God's love, to walk on the path of God's love is like a horse of wax going through fire. Yeah? Romance with that. So romancing with God's love. This is the divine romance. This is the spiritual romance. This is a spiritual love affair. So fall in love with God. There's a book in English, The Man Who Fell in Love with God. So when you fall in love with God, the world is nothing. In today's Murli, in Mamma's Murli, Mamma said, the world should be forgotten. Forget it. Just love him above all. Marjiva. So these are the 8 things in that you have to become immortal. First, immortal in intoxication. Second, immortal in manmanabhav. Intoxication, immortal in mayajit, immortal in observance of Srimat, immortal in remaining pure, extreme love of purity. Create that extreme love of purity. The world of impurity you should shun like poison. Then remain immortal in transformation. Transform, keep on transforming yourself. The process of transformation should never stop. One should never feel that this is what I am, this is perfection. The perfection is always there, but slightly ahead. So never get self-complacent, contented. Perfection is ahead. These are the milestones of spirituality where we have reached. The goal is ahead. The destination is ahead. I have to go and I will not stop unless and until I reach Uttishta Jagrata Prapya Varani Bodhata. Stop not till the goal is achieved. The next is immortal in alertness. So bring the spiritual alertness, bring spiritual awakening. Jagran. That is Shivratri. And last, love. The love divine. Be immortal in this love. So, at Amrit Vela, take this blessing. Be immortal. Amar Bhava. Throughout the day, no mehnat, no kharcha, no expense, no effort. And you will float and swim in joy, in bliss, in rapture. Om Shanti.
जाते